So our Torah portion this week, as we make our way through the book of Deuteronomy, is called Akev. And there are a number of things that happen in the portion. Come tomorrow morning, we'll learn a little bit more about it at Minyan Makers and other places as well. But one of the central lessons, one of the main points, one of the central teachings from this is a lesson about gratitude, about being able to be grateful and giving thanks to God for the blessings that we have in our lives, to be grateful for all that we have. And we're going to encapsulate this just in a short section about a specific type of gratitude tonight, but it applies above and beyond as well. Let's get our first slide up on the screen, if we would. Great. So here's the verses from our Torah portion itself, from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 through 10. For the Eternal your God is bringing you to a good land, a land with streams and springs and fountains issuing from plain and hill, a land of wheat and barley, of vines, figs, and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat food without stint, where you will lack nothing, a land whose rocks are iron and from whose hills you can mine copper. When you have eaten your fill, give thanks to the Eternal your God for the good land given to you. All right, what's going on in these verses? This is going to be the interactive part, by the way. I'll ask some questions, you'll respond. If you have answers online, you can put them in the chat. I'll make sure to repeat what the folks out there say so that those of you at home can hear them as well. What is going on in this? What's this slide talking about? It's talking in the future, when the book of Deuteronomy is over, the Israelites are going to get to go into the land of Israel. What are they going to find there? Oh, I heard murmur, murmur, murmur. Someone in a nice loud voice, tell us. They're going to find good things there. Like what?
Food and resources.
Food and resources. Excellent. They're right. Copper and iron, right? As if they knew what we would need for later for that. And how many different here's a side note here. How many different species of good things to eat do you find here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? Jeannie was counting them out. That's right. Wheat, barley, vines, which is grapes and wine, figs, pomegranates, olive trees, and honey. Right? Not something that grows, but something that that we get from nature as well. Those are the seven species that are traditionally found in the land of Israel and are celebrated as part of that. All right, you get to go to a good land, and you get to have a lot of good food, and what are you supposed to do with all of that? Share it, and I heard over there, give thanks to God. I even underlined it for you. When you have eaten your fill, when you have eaten your fill, give thanks to the Eternal your God for the good land given to you. You can put the slide back up. We'll leave that up there if we can. Right? That commandment, right? Give thanks when? After you've eaten, right? That commandment, right? Give thanks after you've eaten is the basis for a particular prayer that is part of Jewish living and learning called Birkat Hamazon, the blessing for the food stuff, the blessing for eating. Actually, could I get two folks to come and help me out here and hand these out through the folks congregation here? It's also going to be up on slides, but I figure some of you are also tactile learners and might appreciate having something. Actually, there are probably enough for every other person that we can share. Those of you at home, you get your own copy live and on screen. Birkat Hamazon is the blessing after meal. How many of you have done this with any regularity or once upon a time or any? When and where did you ever do Birkat Hamazon? USY, excellent, or youth group, right? Or at camp, that's exactly right, that's a good time. I'd like someone to say here, that we've done it here at least a couple of times, I imagine. Here. Maybe, yes, okay. Family dinners, we've done it from time to time. In our COVID era, not quite so much, but we're getting back to it as well, right? So this is a version of Birkat Hamazon that's been adopted by the Reform movement, right? Now, There also is a much longer version that has lots of other extraneous other pieces. How many of you have, if I asked you to, how many of you could sing Birkat HaMazon right now? Some of you, we're not going to do it right now. Maybe afterwards, after Oneg, we could, right? But it's actually, even the short form is quite long. Here's one page, and flip to the next slide, if you would, please. They're doing a great job back there. So 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. Those of you here in the sanctuary, you've got it right here. This is the short form out of a birkon that you could actually buy and have for that. So if you would, flip to the next slide, and if you're on the paper, it's the letter D. Everyone find letter D for us. Someone with a nice loud voice, will you read the English? Don't worry about the Hebrew, but read the English for us of letter D. I'm looking for volunteers. Sure. Go ahead. Okay, right. Kakatu ve'alchalta ve'savata uvarachta et Adonai Elohecha. Right? When you have eaten your fill and you're satisfied, give praise to God. Where it says, as it is written, where is it written? In Deuteronomy, in the first slide that we saw. Exactly, exactly. So in Birkat HaMazon, it actually references the commandment to be grateful that give rise to Birkat HaMazon. And that at one time probably was enough. The commandment of what we're supposed to do, and there it was. But prayers in Judaism have a way of expanding. So next slide, right? Right, the next slide. Here's a slightly longer praise for God. Someone will read this out loud for us. This is, where are we, letter C, right? Someone will read that for us. Suzanne. All right, great. What does this paragraph do? Share. Say a little louder.
Share.
Share. Say more about that, Jim. Okay, people shouldn't lack for food. We should share, right? What else is in this paragraph? What else does this paragraph do?
Praise.
Praise, right? Yay, God. Thank you for the food, right? Fulfillment of the commandment. Right? It could just be the last line, we praise you, God, source of food for all. Baruch atah Adonai hazan et hakol, you give sustenance to all. Right? But we couldn't just say that. We need to say a little bit more. We want to be a little more effusive in our praise for God. All right. Well, in prayers in Judaism and beyond, don't just usually stand still, but they get added to. Next slide, this will be section B. Flip back to the other side, right? They figured, well, if we're going to praise God after we eat in fulfillment of the commandment, well, then maybe we ought to make sure that everybody's on the same page, and you might be having different conversations, so we're going to invite everybody. The leader says, let us praise God, and the group says, and the leader repeats, praise be the name of God now and forever. Praise be our God whose abundance we have eaten, and the group says, and then we say, praise be the eternal God. And then we go into the paragraph on the slide before and the paragraph on the slide before that. You see how we're building out a prayer here? All right. That wasn't enough, too. As long as we're at it and being grateful, let's add one more. Someone will read this praise. This is section E on the sheet, another section for Birkat HaMazon. Read that one out loud. What is this doing in a prayer about food? Ah, it's not about food. It's about praising. It's about gratitude. So in addition to food, what else are we grateful to God for? Jerusalem. As long as we're praising God, we should throw in other things that we're grateful for. Jerusalem is one of them. Next slide. Okay, a special section here. Harachamanu yachalenu yom shekulos shabbat u'menucha l'chayei ha'olamim. Merciful one, help us to see the coming of a time that's all Shabbat. What's this being grateful for? Shabbat, that's right. U'menucha l'chayei ha'olamim. That's rest, menucha, on Shabbat all the time. What if every day was Shabbat? Wouldn't that be perfect? Okay, thank you, God, for Shabbat. Next slide. Here we go, letter G, section G, if you're following on the sheet. This one you should know. Someone read this one. Yep, go ahead, out loud. And what is this? This isn't about food, and isn't about Jerusalem. It's about
peace.
Thank you, God. We're so grateful for peace, and we'd also like to have a little bit more of it. All right, we're doing fine so far because we keep adding and adding and adding. One more slide to add in. This is section H, if you're following on the sheet. Right, read this one, a passage from Psalms that they tacked on at the end, kind of as a coda and a culmination there. We'll read this one. Adonai oz le'amo yitin, Adonai yivarech et amo v'ashalom. Right, what's this one about? Praising, peace, strength, peoplehood. Kind of all wrapped into one in two short verses from Psalms. All right, that's a pretty good, wait, there's more. Because you wouldn't want to do the same thing on Shabbat that you did on all of the other days. You say Birkat HaMazon on every day. So on Shabbat, if you flip back to section A, there's a special section that comes before the beginning. It's a prelim to the invocation, to the introduction, to the beginning, right? It's a passage from Psalm 126. We won't read the whole piece right here, but this is the Shir HaMalot, a selection from Psalms. Again, the notion of those who go forth weeping, carrying bags of seed, shall come home with shouts of joy, bearing their sheaves in gratitude. All right. There are more paragraphs and more editions of Birkat HaMazon. This one that we just went through a little out of order, but starting here, and then we added there, and then the special section at the beginning. That's Birkat HaMazon in the Reform movement. There's a standard conservative version, a standard Orthodox. There's lots of, what do all of these different versions and all these paragraphs have in common? What are they all about?
Gratitude.
The name of the sermon. Thank you. Exactly right. They're all about being grateful for food, for peace, for Jerusalem, for strength, for Shabbat, right? What does the commandment that we started with say? What's the commandment that we started with say? Right? When you eat, give thanks to God. Does this version of Birkat HaMazon do that? Yes, resoundingly so, and then some, right? Are there other ways to say thank you to God after we eat besides the 19 pages of Birkat HaMazon? Sure, there are. As a matter of fact, the rabbis of the Talmud prescribed an emergency version. If you are being chased by thieves, swear to God, the rabbis had wonderful imaginations. This is true. Or other emergency situations, there's a short two-line version that summarizes all of this. In case you've gotten eaten and then you have to flee, you should still be grateful and thank God, but you can do the shorter version as it goes. It's also a little more Aramaic than Hebrew, so we won't do that. I had a professor once who said, really? All that you need to say is, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grob, yay God. Right, that works too. Sometimes if our family Shabbat dinners are running a little late, We'll just do Baruch Ataronai Hazan Et Hakol, praise you God who gives sustenance for all, right? There are longer ways, there are shorter ways, there are different ways to do that. The point is, and we say this a lot in our religious school with our kids, they know this line from me. The point is to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. And there's no better way than doing that when we do what we do as human beings all the time, which is eat. And every moment when we eat, or at least after our meals, if we stopped and recognized, food doesn't just appear in our pantries or on the grocery store shelves or just grow up from the ground, but all of the intricate steps that it takes to get that sustenance to us and our nourishment and the ultimate source of that. If we can get in the habit of being grateful for that each and every day, then perhaps that opens us up to recognizing moments of gratitude throughout our days, throughout our lives as well. An attitude of gratitude from Birkat HaMazon and our Torah portion this week. So we'll say motzi in just a couple of minutes before our Oneg Shabbat. It's not quite enough of a meal. You don't have to say Birkat HaMazon afterwards, but if you wanted to say Hazan at Hakol or thanks for the grub, yay God, you could do that too. Shabbat Shalom.